Under the bill, cities and towns could allow bars to stay open as late as 4:30 in the morning. Supporters, including bill sponsor Democratic Representative Chrisanta Duran of Denver, say the 2 a.m. closing time is dangerous because it dumps thousands of people into the streets and behind the wheel at the same time.
It's more difficult for law enforcement to actually monitor the large crowds, but then also monitor those people who are getting in their cars and driving away.
Duran says her bill would allow for staggered closings. Bars in some places and cities would close at 2, others at 3 or 4:30. Mark Berzins owns the Little Pub Company, a franchise of bars in the Denver area, including Lower Downtown. He supports the proposal and says staying open later would spread out the times when people would leave, making it easier, for instance, to catch cabs.
I worry all the time about drinking and driving. It's really hard to give lip service to, hey, get a safe ride home, and then you have patrons and they can't get a taxi home. I can tell you, 95% of those people just grab their car keys and go.
Originally, the bill would have allowed cities and towns to extend closing times to as late as 7 a.m. or roll back the hours. Sonia Riggs is with the Colorado Restaurant Association. She says shortening bar hours would be devastating to the restaurant industry.
These operators developed business plans based on the hours of operation, and for those hours to be reduced after making substantial investments would require them to consider major changes in their business and potentially be forced to shut down.
But public support was mixed at Wednesday's hearing. Ramona Martinez lives in downtown Denver. She says she's used to hearing sirens blare between 1 and 2 in the morning.
Most of the residents in our building accept that because we chose to live in the downtown area.
In her mind, extending bar hours would only make the problem worse.
Extending hours until 4:30 makes no sense to us.
Lawmakers also had questions about the additional hours.
There's a rush at 2 a.m. of leaving the bars. Why wouldn't there be a rush now at 4:30 a.m. of leaving the bars? I mean, is there some kind of actual study that says people, as you get farther into the morning, you're less likely to keep drinking?
That's Republican Representative Tim Doerr of Elizabeth. He was the only lawmaker on the House Local Government Committee to vote against the bill. Doerr thinks longer drinking hours will simply lead to more DUIs and doesn't believe massive crowds exiting bars at the same time is a statewide problem.
And this legislation really, in my opinion, is a Denver bill. We've been asked basically here to act as Denver City Council and decide what's going to be best for Denver. Other localities are not coming forward. I haven't heard from any of my localities.
While cities and towns support the bill, they say they'd prefer even more local control that would also allow for restricting hours. Several committee members said they weren't sold on extending bar times, but they did feel it should be a local decision. The measure now heads to the full House floor for debate. Bill sponsor Representative Duran says if the bill is approved and signed by the governor, she's not sure how many Colorado communities would change closing times. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.